We might still be able to save it. Oh, no! Dun, 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 dun.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott, and with me is my T-Rex hunter, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Rah.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not the T-Rex, so I don't know why I made that sound.
Yeah. Are you trying to scare me or the T-Rex?
I don't know. Everybody, I guess.
They say the T-Rex doesn't sound the way Jurassic Park makes them sound. Oh, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just say something first. This is a before and after review. It's where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after. Spoiler free unless we decide to say no. And we'll tell you if we do. And these are our raw thoughts before and after, of course. I just want everybody to know that we don't know. Sometimes you have to have a second chance, but we're going to do this right after the movie. So, you know, whatever.
Well, here's a spoiler. I heard there's going to be dinosaurs in this movie.
Oh my God. Why did you tell me that? So,
you mean it's not just about Scarlett Johansson's?
Oh, wow.
She's wearing the tightest tops in this trailer. I'm like, I can't help it.
Yeah. That's how you sell looking. It. You don't have Jeff Goldblum in his tight pants. Now, let me ask you something.
The shirtless Jeff Goldblum, you know?
That's true, too. Like, they're just, like, unbuttoned.
He's laying there like he's about to, like, you know, glossy. Have some Cavazier. And
when he's on the table.
Lie down on a bearskin rug and make sweet love.
You can't say this movie is extremely sexist when you constantly have the guys posing, too.
Like,
you had Chris Pratt.
Oh,
but you
yeah.
also had Dallas Bryce Howard running in high heels.
She's also very beautiful.
Well, today we are seeing a movie. Now, let me ask you something. What's the name of this movie?
Jurassic World, The Undiscovered Country.
I love that so much. Oh my God.
Isla Nublar. Isla Nublar.
The Wrath.
Isla Nublar.
The Wrath.
The Wrath of the T-Rex.
Oh my God. Isn't that great?
So
you got the first one right. I'm a little shocked about that.
The third island that they had breeding the dinosaurs.
Who knows? We're going to find out after.
It was it.
But you don't know the name,
Isla
right?
Isla Sorna. Isla Nublar. And what's the other one? I can't keep track anymore.
I think the other one's called Fig Newton.
I think the dinosaurs are going to have, like, robotic parts now.
Yeah, probably. Oh my God. We'll get to that. But you don't know the name of this movie, which I love.
Hold on. I think I know. Hold on. Jurassic World, the Resurrection.
So this one's called Rebirth.
I think
so close.
I was close. I knew it was something with an R.
Now, do you know what number film this is in the franchise?
I do know that. We are on number 8.
7.
Damn. I was so confident that I knew it.
Can you name any of those the subtitles of these films
okay.
so far?
So, does it start with Jurassic Park?
That's
okay, so
one.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Then Jurassic Park 2. That's it. Jurassic Park 2.
Actually, it's not even called Jurassic Park 2. It's called The Lost World.
The Lost
Jurassic
World.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Part three is...
You're already failing miserably.
Tina Leone's terrible haircut.
Oh, jeez. That's just called 3, Joe. Just 3.
Okay. And then part 4 is when we get into World. That's
yeah.
just Jurassic World.
True.
Then Jurassic World 2, The Battle of the T-Rex. What do you call that other one? The big, 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 big monster one that swims.
Oh, I can't remember the name of that species.
I don't know either. I don't know.
So,
I'm out.
You're out already.
I'm out. Yeah.
Because you have 2 more.
God damn it. I don't know.
I think, is the second one, I think the second one is the one that we have all given the title Jurassic Mansion. It's what it should have been called, but it's actually called Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And the next one was called Jurassic World Dominion. I know. I didn't even remember that was a thing. Those were the subtitles at all. I had no idea.
The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes wasn't, or Rise of the Planet of the Apes or something. Wasn't that like a Fallen Kingdom one or something? Didn't they have
the the new one is the New Kingdom or the Lost Kingdom?
See, too many kingdoms.
Right? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Or Rise of the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Oh, that's what it's called.
Okay.
Because it's always of the Planet of the Apes. So yeah, we're on the seventh movie, and I cannot believe we're saying that. And this one is actually directed by Gareth Edwards, who I didn't even know was directing this movie. He did Rogue One and the Godzilla, the first in the legendary Godzilla films, which are kind of surprised. Okay. I think at last he did that that robot, the Earth was like, there was robotic people fighting humans movie. That was not so bad. They're called The Creator.
Yeah. Not such a bad film.
Yeah, special effects were pretty rad.
I thought the special effects were really rad.
Yeah. And you were right. One of my favorite things about when I was looking into this movie was that there's another character in this movie, and they say it in the trailer, but the character's name is Dr. Loomis.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, Dr. Henry Loomis. What was Loomis's real name? Do we know? I know we know, right? In Halloween franchise?
Yeah. We do know it.
Do you think he's going to grab Scarlett Johansson and say, tell me, don't you care about your sister?
Oh, my God. I mean, that would be amazing if he came in and started slapping people around.
Michael Myers is out there.
Sam Loomis.
Sam Loomis. Yeah. We should have known that.
But yeah, I can't keep track of these films. I really can't. I even motioned to you when I saw the trailer. I'm like, ugh, do we need another one of these? But then I saw there are two people in it that I really am, you know, that I like. So one of them is Scarlett Johansson, obviously. And then the other one is Mahershala Ali, isn't this? But I think he's going to die. I think he's going to get killed.
Oh, I mean, in the trailer kind of gives it away.
Nah.
Yeah, she screams his name.
Yeah, maybe he just gets, like, thrown overboard on the boat or something, but he's okay because...
I'm pretty sure he gets butchered by the new monster, which is a mutation. It's got, like, four arms or something.
They're
craziness.
All mutations.
It's always something like that. You know what I love about this movie? All the names sound funny as hell now that I'm looking at it. We got Zora Bennett.
Zora Bennett? We know her.
No, that's actually Scarlett Johansson's name.
Oh. She was in that thing that we watched, you know, the thing about the thing that we watched from the 80s about the thing.
Zora Bennett?
That one movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And didn't she play Nubia in a live action television show based on the famous comic book?
Yeah.
Zora Bennett. That's who the actress was. I played her, I think.
Yeah.
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 We also have Martin Krebs. Martin Krebs.
Who's Martin Krebs?
He's played by Rupert Friend. Yeah, and then Duncan Kincaid. Don't you like these names?
I like Duncan Kincaid. He sounds like some kind of renegade. Like he's like, you know, he's a gun for hire. Or
how about Ruben Delgado? Sounds like a sandwich.
Ruben Delgado?
Oh, can I get the Ruben Delgado with some pickles on the side, please?
It sounds kind of sexy.
From French fries and some potato chips instead of potato chips. Okay, right, so we're seeing a movie. What do you think? You think it's going to be good? Because I don't know. We're very lukewarm on this franchise.
I think I was done on the last, not even the last movie, but the one before it. I was done.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I mean, we're trying, like, these movies all kind of ride on the idea that there's monsters killing people, and they're dinosaurs, and everybody loves dinosaurs. And I'm one of those people. I do love monster films.
I know. Well, we do love monster films, but, I mean, they just keep creating these new, like, you know, crossbreed species. It's like you know, a Scoochosaurus and a Ploop-de-doo-asaurus.
Oh, my God. I want the Scooch to do
Scoochosaurus.
Scoochosaurus.
What else is there? They keep making up this shit.
Would you say, though, and I think that we agree that we kind of enjoy this franchise, but it's almost like tongue-in-cheek. Like, it's like back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough already watching these people survive shit that they cannot possibly ever survive. Like Chris Pratt in that one where the lava was literally coming around his body and he was just laying there.
Oh my God, the science in that
movie. He didn't even break a freaking bead of sweat on his face. And I'm like, he would be burned up to a crisp, like a freaking fried tater tot.
Oh my God, those movies are so stupid. Like, that's the thing about the first movie that makes it so special, is that there is some kind of pseudoscience that we kind of get on board with. You're kind of told all these things, and you're like, okay, you have me in this world. I get everything. And I think that's what makes the adventure so interesting. Yeah. But every movie after that gets so silly.
Yeah, it's like
they
the
get
Fast
sillier
and the Furious.
And sillier.
Not to bring this up again.
Oh, absolutely.
It's godforsaken franchise. But like, you're so numb to the ridiculousness of it by, you know, whatever number we're on now, that you don't feel it anymore. It just goes right through you. And that's the way I feel about Jurassic World. It's like, okay, this is just numbing already.
Yeah, it's like Chris Pratt is taming them like puppies.
Yeah, holds his hand up and like he's going to give a high five and that will tame the dinosaur.
Yeah, he's like, friends with his boy Blue. And then also they use guns to target the T-Rexes. And they're using a gun to target a target. Why don't you just shoot the target with a gun? Why do you need a dinosaur? And then there's dinosaurs loose, and then they're like, yeah, but that's not cool enough. Well, let's have giant locusts. Like, what is this franchise? Yeah. So how this movie connects after the last one's finale, I have no idea. All I know, and if I can guess the entire plot of this film, I would guess that a whole bunch of mercenaries are hired to go to an island again and put themselves in danger and some child shows up.
Okay, this is where I'm going to get pissed off because I saw in the trailer there is a child. Now,
there seems to be some kids.
Well, the one thing you hated about part two is that there was a child. Jeff Goldblum's daughter was in it and
Oh God, she vaults a raptor out of a window. And I'm sorry, but I know everybody gives that movie a pass.
It was uneven parallel bars or whatever.
The T-Rex somehow ate the driver of a boat, but then hid himself. And I don't understand
any of
the
movie. He left his hand hanging there. Like, there was so much ridiculousness. But like this, I have a feeling that it's going to be like, oh, surprise, there's a kid on board.
Yes.
And now everything has to be amplified by 1,000 because they have to protect this kid who makes the worst decisions on planet Earth, and you just want them to be, you know, freaking dino food. Just throw them to the dinos already.
You think this is somebody's child that snuck on board?
Oh, hell
which
yeah.
Which is exactly the premise of 2.
Yep.
I'm going to say that it's going to be closer to part 3 where there is an accidental wash-up of other people.
I mean, the whole premise of part 3 was quite stupid anyway. I mean, you're telling me these two were parasailing around an island where that's, first of all, quarantined and probably military guarded, and they don't get shot out of the sky?
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to be anywhere near, like, you know, that island. And
they didn't, like, nuke the dinosaurs on that island. They just left everybody sitting there. Fine.
Yeah.
There's these dangerous things living in there.
Sure, with the risk of them getting out. Yeah, of course, you know, but let's parasail around this island and there's no consequences whatsoever.
Yeah.
But this kid literally uses T-Rex pee to ward off the other dinosaurs and survives this.
So what we're saying is that this movie might not be good.
No, it's not going to be good. It's going to be probably visually impressive. But I think the plot is going to be ridiculous. I'll be facepalming a lot, and there's going to be a kid that's going to piss me off.
Yeah.
I always get pissed off by the kid in the movie.
All right, let's go check this out.
Bye.
This island was the research facility for the original Jurassic Park.
We need DNA from the 3 biggest dinosaurs.
Do we have to get a sample from an egg?
I suppose we could try and get it from the parent, but they're a flying carnivore the size of an F-16.
Maybe we should make it quick.
These dinosaurs were too dangerous for the original park.
Please don't say they're raptors. They're raptors.
The worst of the worst. We're left here.
Come on! Duncan!
We put ourselves in a place we don't belong. Survival is a long shot.
Okay, we're back. And it's easy to talk about Jurassic World Rebirth, which should be called Jurassic Park Rebirth instead of Jurassic World Rebirth. Since, after all, it is about going back to another island that created the dinosaurs for the park. It doesn't really make sense that it's Rebirth of Jurassic World. Doesn't really make sense. But it's easy to talk about, but because it's virtually just a cheap photocopy of not only the series and Spielberg's greatest hits, but also its biggest irritations. Every moment of the film feels hollow and all too familiar. And that's how I'm opening this one. Now, what do you think?
Okay. A couple of callbacks to the original, but I never, ever, ever, ever wanted a family to be eaten in a gruesome way the way I wanted these four human beings to be eaten. When I tell you that kids ruin movies, they fucking do. They ruin movies. I cannot take this little family thing that was going on in this movie. It irritated the shit out of me.
I'm going to say that I'll do you one better. I hated every single character in this movie.
Okay.
I thought that I have never been this irritated from a big blockbuster in a bit.
Yeah, I got to say, I did not hate the scientist guy. He was okay. He actually cared about people. He cared about the animals.
But he is a giant cliche.
He is.
That is a giant cliche of this franchise.
Yeah.
This bizarre PETA version of this world where there's fucking monsters killing people. And they just keep going, yeah, we should just let them be. Everything's great. They're not supposed to be here.
Right. They got killed off for a reason.
And they're stalking and killing people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that, like, yes, I understand that there is an idea that we should just let animals be, and I'm 100% on board with that. I don't think we should poke the beast, but this franchise is about scientists poking the beast.
Yeah.
And making something that would throw off our natural order.
Yeah, these animals were created in a lab.
Exactly.
They were not, like, born from, you know, in their natural ecosystem. That's not how this worked.
There's a problematic thing going on in this series where it's supposed to be a horror movie of not only man and science, but a horror movie of what if we had to live with these creatures that died off.
Mm-hmm.
And so the original book was virtually that, right? This series of movies can't get past that. They keep are trying to so, and I think this is what bothered me about the original movie after I had read the book and then I saw the movie back when I was a kid. I think the problem that bothered me with that original movie was that it was the Spielberg idea of it, where it was like, we're going to take this horror movie book and we're going to turn it into a family-friendly thing because kids love dinosaurs. Without, and here's what Spielberg did great in that original movie. He made them scary.
He did.
Which is very necessary.
Yeah.
While also saying, you know, nature is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it. But this series, it doesn't know how to juggle those moments. Spielberg did. I will say that the moments where Spielberg is showing you, like, the beauty of the thing, it does work. There's something about the sequences, how it's done, how it's paced, how the score works, and how they fit it into the movie. Every director since Spielberg left the project has been not understanding the moments. The beats don't work.
Right.
And so this movie is having a huge issue where the character that you pointed out is maybe the best character, and I have to agree, I think probably right. This movie is like, oh, someone just died and we just lost somebody and someone got brutally murdered in front of me seconds ago. Oh, isn't that pretty? Look at that now.
Yeah.
This movie does that over and over and acts like characters didn't even die.
Right, like you're suffering from like, you just watched your friend get brutally eaten by a monster.
Eaten alive.
You're laughing and you're fine. You're just completely fine with it. My major problem with this movie was Scarlett Johansson. She had this like Lara Croft / Sonya Blade thing going on, and I did not buy
it for a second.
She wanted to. Okay, excuse me. Let me rephrase.
They thought that's
what she was going to be, but no, she did not convince me at all. It was almost like it was too ridiculous to even think that this actress would be like that character.
Nope. Yeah. She is playing herself. She is 100% herself in this movie.
Yeah.
Same thing with Mahershala Ali. They're playing themselves. It is very strange. Every moment with every character felt very bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson never stops smiling in this film.
No, she's always smiling.
Even when like, she's supposed to be like, there's a scene where she's staring off into the ocean, crying, right? And then she's like, oh, let's have a nice, happy conversation. I'm going to joke with you now.
Yeah.
What is this?
We have weird moments like that scattered throughout this whole movie where like they don't know how they're supposed to be acting. They just don't know. It's like there's this air of confusion going on in this movie.
It's that hitting the Spielberg beats and another director coming in saying, I can do that. We're going to replicate Jaws. Wouldn't that be fun? We're going to do almost beat for beat, even the music. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to replicate it. Can you replicate it when your characters have not been established to have that moment yet? You haven't built those characters up. You can't just have two characters sit down and say, here's all my exposition for the things that have happened in my life that makes me a human being.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how that works. Like, right. People just don't sit down and go, hey, let's have this conversation and get it all out for the audience.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel real. It feels fake. And so you can't have that adventure moment where people are like cheering. Yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
Did what? Like, you're not characters yet.
Right.
We haven't met you. We've only been told your face value, who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're a villain. You're the guy who wants money. You're the person who loves animals. You're the person who had lost a kid once.
Yeah. And every single one of these movies, every single one, starting with the very beginning, has a character like that. So you have every the John Hammond.
Yes.
You have the John Hammond wannabe in the second one who, you know, wants to bring the animals to the freaking, you know, United States and cause havoc.
Exactly.
You got every single character and one character for every movie in this. And can I just tell you how fucking annoyed and sick of this whole cliche that the kid has to find a fucking pet? Like, what is with this goddamn cliche?
It's hitting every single beat of any Spielberg movie you've ever seen. I don't know what they're thinking. Are they making a Jurassic Park film? Are they making a Spielberg nostalgia fest? I don't know what this is. They're doing everything. I mean, we literally have a character who is Dora the Explorer, right? Yeah. She witnessed something so bad that she goes catatonic for a little bit. And then the moment where she sees a cute dinosaur, she's like, oh, now I'm not scared of dinosaurs anymore.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there is never from the moment that these people appeared on screen, I wanted them to be eaten. I wanted that little dinosaur to just peck her freaking face off. I was so annoyed with their actions. And the father, did you notice that he was like the worst? I mean,
he's not even the worst. How about the comedic boyfriend? And then the movie just forgets to ever go back to him.
Oh.
The end of the movie, it just doesn't matter anymore.
Nope, doesn't
Nothing
matter.
We've sat there and watched matters at all.
Doesn't matter. And, you know, at the end of the movie, it seems like, oh, you know, we're all so happy and free. We did it. Meanwhile, all these people are dead. You know, they almost got killed.
Well, let's not spoil, but yeah,
I'm just saying. It's like, obviously people are going to die in this.
No, I mean,
But I'm just saying, like, I just can't, I can't get my head around, like, why do they have to always do some sort of, like, family bullshit? It's like,
I think that's literally, we expected that. We knew exactly what was going to happen. I guessed exactly what was going to happen in the opening of this. And I will say that isn't even the movie's problem. The plot of the other characters is not as equally as bad as that other characters. Mm-hmm. Like the both groups are just the worst
Both
bunch
groups
of humans.
Are terrible. Yeah, like, it's terrible.
I mean, you're telling me that Scarlett Johansson is a mercenary.
Yeah, okay.
She does not one mercenary thing in this film.
No.
She makes a lot of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Like cracks and smiles.
Yep.
I she doesn't even bring a weapon.
No, here's the best thing I was going to say to you is like, okay, so.
Not even a knife.
They're going to an island full of dinosaurs. Okay.
Not ready at all.
And they don't even have a pocket knife.
Yes.
And I'm just like, okay, all right.
They have hiking equipment suddenly out of nowhere.
Of course, they have like ropes to scale the mountain and all these things. But they don't have knives or guns or anything.
They let that to the other guy. Yeah. That I was like,
okay.
I mean, the movie. I can't even tell you enough. This movie irritated the living shit out of me. During this movie, I must have groaned, rolled my eyes, and said things out loud
Same.
At least 50 times. I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm to the point now where I see some movies and I go, you know, like recently I gave Megan 2.0 pretty much a pass because I said, you know, it's dumb, but it's not saying that it isn't. It's not playing it like, hey, we're making some big statement.
Right.
You know, I'm like, I give it a pass because they're trying something different with it. They're going apeshit with it. They're doing all this wacky stuff with it. I give them some credit.
Yeah, but they don't expect the audience to, you know, like they expect us to be accepting of what we're seeing on the screen because, you know, it's you know, it's goofy, and they know that it's goofy. So we're to accept that.
That's
and
what I'm
we
saying.
We do.
Well, not only that we accept it, we're just going to go, okay, you know, this is fun.
This is what I'm giving you, and you know.
It's like, yeah, we're giving you this, and you can either not like it or you can like it,
right.
And they don't really care. Jurassic Park, on the other hand, they're like, isn't this great?
Yeah.
Like, every 5 seconds, isn't this great? Do you remember this moment? Play the music. Like, it's kind of embarrassing, and I think that the reason I give so many other movies so many passes is that they are trying something wacky. They're going for it. Am I entertained? Yeah. Do I know it's stupid? Does the movie tell me it's stupid? Yes. Does Jurassic Park do the opposite and say, this is so highbrow, isn't it? It's so much fun. We're having a great time with it. Aren't you having a great time? We're going to make a message now. Aren't kids the best? Like, that's how this movie is. Like, it's like trying to force food in my mouth.
Well, I want to tell you this. When I first watched the original Jurassic Park movie, I appreciated those kids. I did. It takes a lot for me to appreciate kids in, like, horror movies, period. But, like, I appreciated them because I really felt that they were genuinely scared. And they really, you know, they did stupid things, but they paid for it. You know, they got fucked up in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that Michael Crichton did in his book was that he tortured those kids because they were like, first off, the kids make sense why they're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the grandfather's an idiot, and he wants the kids' reactions. He wants to say, if the kids love it, then
right.
How could everybody not love it?
Of course.
And he wants these people, these investors, to give him pass.
Mm-hmm.
And they see kids being happy. This is, we're going to make $1 million, you know, billions of dollars. And every movie since has been like, well, we have to do kids. And I don't know why. What I really like about, if I'm going to give this movie credit, which is very tough for me, if I'm going to give it credit, the opening of this movie suggested we're making a horror movie, finally.
Mm-hmm.
It even plays the Jurassic Park symbol like it's in a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Full red, almost horror movie music,
mm-hmm.
and a horror movie opening. And then I was like, oh, thank God. Are we going to finally do something different? And then it goes right back into Jurassic Park. And it's back. And it's not the good Jurassic Park stuff. It's the bad stuff. I would appreciate this movie if it did the Jaws stuff and it did all the things that it was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like even it feels a little Indiana Jones at one point, feels a little Jaws at one point. I would appreciate it if those things worked, if we had better characters doing those moments. And then I would be praising it for being not only a Jurassic Park, you know, the rebirth of Jurassic Park, but also a great homage to Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's not what we get because we don't like the characters in the moments.
The characters are fucking awful, okay? They're straight up awful.
And the plot
in this movie
is stupid.
The plot is ridiculous. It's absolutely I mean, next level. Again, here we are going to an island that's supposed to be, you know, should be guarded by military. I mean, you know, why are these people just allowed to go there? Whatever. Okay, it's just easy to get right in. Just pull your boat up. Hey, I'm here. It's just so stupid.
I don't know if you'll allow me to do it, but I would definitely want to add spoilers to this.
Let's do it right now.
Let's go for scores. Because at this point, I think we're both on the same page as being irritated by the film.
I'm irritated as hell.
I don't think this is the worst Jurassic Park film. I'm pretty sure the last two are... Like, I gave the last one a pass because I think it was a little more fun because they had all the characters back. And it was a little bit of a nostalgia thing. But that middle one is awful.
Yeah.
A Jurassic Mansion or whatever the hell it's called. and I give some of the other ones a pass. They've been up and down. But this might be my second least favorite of the franchise. I don't know if I could. And people complain about 3.
I'm going to tell you.
They should complain about this way worse.
I'm going to tell you. I hated 3. Okay. I hated Taya Leone in that movie so much. I wanted to just clunk her over the head. I hated her.
I feel like this is a rival for all the characters in that movie.
I feel like this is giving that movie a run for its money for sure. I don't know which one I couldn't stand more, honestly. They're neck and neck on how much I hated the two of these movies. I will say that I probably would watch the third one again, even though it's even less believable than this one.
I feel like the third one has better dinosaur stuff.
I mean, I guess it does.
And it also has, you know, it has Alan Grant. Like, I there's things about it I like.
True.
But 3 has terrible characters putting people in bad situations out of complete selfishness. And that's awful.
With the freaking plot of the wife and the husband not getting along and they're going to get a divorce, yeah, but they're there for the kid and stupid shit.
But my point is that this one is just as bad. And I don't even think I enjoy the dinosaur stuff.
No, I mean, what the hell is he looking at? Remember I told you, the Scutosaurus. Nobody knows what these things are.
I knew a lot of them, but I will say that...
What is that thing that looks like a Brontosaurus with the freaking snake tail? I mean, they've just created some BS here. Yeah. I don't even know what this shit is. I don't care.
Beyond that, I will say that that scene that you just talked about in particular, I thought it looked bad. I didn't think it looked good, which I'm used to, because when we go to the other scenes of this movie, there are a lot of amazing looking shots.
I like the pterodactyl.
Oh, the stuff with the...
That was pretty much, they look cool.
It's not a pterodactyl, but yeah, it's a bigger...
A scoochodactyl.
Yeah. Can't think of its name right now.
It's a scoochodactyl. But I like a
scoochodactyl. The scoochodactyls are... they looked incredible. That sequence looked really good. And there is a T-Rex scene that looks good. Unfortunately, it is terrible, but it looks cool.
Yeah, this
and
scene
also,
is just terrible.
The lighting on the last monster thing is awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just say awesome lighting and smoke effects. Very cool. But then the scene that you're talking about in particular, we're supposed to be like, oh my God, nature's beautiful. It looked fake. It just didn't feel real. There was something very uncanny about it. And I was like, something's not working. Anyways, my second least favorite of the franchise. And I have to give it... Oh, my God. I want to give it a 4, but I'm giving it a 5.
I mean, I'm shocked because you giving it a 5 means it's a mediocre film. You hate it.
I don't like this movie. I don't.
I mean,
it doesn't look the worst. The act, I think that the writing is bad, I don't think the directing particularly is bad. I think also a thing that definitely is, I'm going to give the movie a pass on, is I think the audio in our movie theater wasn't right.
It was very low.
There was certain tracks I think were not up. So we had a lot of music cues in really weird places where the music was higher, and I thought that was really strange, but I'm like, I think this is the movie theater's fault, so I'm going to give that a pass as well, and I will give the actors a pass. I just think they had terrible scripts.
I mean, I feel like some of these actors are way too good to be in this movie with the script.
I can talk about it for all day. So I want to give it a 4, but I think that's ridiculous because I give a lot of other movies passes. I give a lot of other movies passes. I've given a lot of movies sevens and sixes that probably after a lot of afterthought, you know, this year alone, I gave like some movies that are not that bad a six. And I've come around and go, man, I probably should have given it a seven, but that's the problem with walking out of a theater.
I don't know. You're visibly annoyed by this film.
I am visibly annoyed, but if I ever saw this again, it might be better. And that's why I think I'm going to give it a five.
All right. I'm also giving it a five, but I'm going to say we don't do point systems, but it's on the lower end. But
I agree.
It's also not so bad. It's good. It was just, I'm barely hanging on. I mean, this movie was flat out stupid.
I can't, when I say it's stupid, I mean, literally, it is dumb as shit. Every single frame or moment or choice that characters made, I kept going, what is happening in this movie? Like, it's not even following its own story. All right, so into spoilers. Let's go into spoilers here. Because we're just talking about characters not following their own motivation. Like I already pointed out in the last half, the character of the little girl, Dora the Explorer, literally is in shock. She's not talking. Then she goes, because she saw, and she almost died by, I can't remember what they're called now. I'm not going to remember, but the ones that are swimming. But, you know, the ones that can come on land, which I knew.
A swimosaurus.
Anyways, they can come on. They attack in a Jaws sequence where they're attacking a boat. And they swim around the boat and they are eating people. And Ajax from Deadpool gets killed instantaneously in this movie, which made me laugh. And he's the only one that brought weapons, but he also is a mercenary who can't shoot.
True. He sucks.
I mean, like, what was he doing in that sequence?
Can we talk about every character in this? Mahershala Ali is a freaking boat captain.
Yeah, but before you go too far, yeah, is he a boat captain? I don't know what he is.
I mean, he's been on secret, like, black op missions with Scarlett Johansson and some previous point because they know each other. And we have a moment with the two of them with their stupid, you know, backstory BS, like, we even give a shit. And they're talking about how they both lost somebody and he lost a kid and blah, blah, blah. Like, we don't give flying rat's ass. You know what this is? This is to set up these people as humans so that we know they're going to survive at the end. We know it.
No, that was just a hammer in the moments that they'll make choices. So, Mahershala Ali lost a kid. I wonder what his motivation will be in this movie.
The kids.
Oh, I got to save the kids every 5 minutes. But going back to Dora the Explorer, what I was trying to say was that, so she goes catatonic from surviving twice a monster attack, like a full dinosaur attack twice. She survives them. She basically gets quiet. The character's all like, she'll talk in time. Then she finds a literal dinosaur from Land Before Time.
It is. It is from Land Before Time.
Instantly friends it to the point where it cuddles up to her and sleeps.
I just have no patience for this shit. I was like,
what is happening here? And the right before this happens, the father is talking. We'll talk about the boyfriend. But the father is talking to the boyfriend, and he's talking very loud. He does not wake up his two daughters who are on his shoulders sleeping. But the moment he falls asleep, which is instantaneously, mm-hmm. once he closes his eyes, he's out. That's when the little girl wakes up to befriend a dinosaur and start talking for the first time. So you're afraid of dinosaurs. You're on a dinosaur island. There is threat around you at every second, and you're scared. And you just go, now I like dinosaurs and we're friends. Mm-hmm. And for the rest of the movie, she doesn't have any problems with dinosaurs anymore.
No.
In the middle of another dinosaur attack, she's like, let me get my friend. He found me.
Yeah.
In a gas station.
I am so sick of this goddamn situation always popping up in movies. Why do the kids have to have a friend, a little friend? It's like, okay, I'm going to adopt you. You're going to be my friend. She's taking this little fucking thing back to the mainland. Are you kidding me? It's going to get bigger, you stupid little fucker.
I kept thinking, where's the mother?
Right.
Why is there no...
Right, why is he walking
around? Was it a triceratops? Like, where is a triceratops that had this child?
Yeah, where's the mother? I thought
this
was
coming back the whole movie.
No.
I was like, oh, they're setting it up. The triceratops is going to fight the mutant.
Oh, you see her on the boat at the end of the movie with this little dinosaur. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah. What are they going to fucking do? Raise a triceratops in the middle of wherever they're from?
Oh, in their backyard.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's talk about the boyfriend.
One of the worst characters in cinematic history.
What was this? And why did he have one of the best conversation moments in the whole film? How did they do that? How did they write the worst character ever, who I wanted to punch 24/7, and then have him go, you know, I hope your daughter never... says to a girl's father, I hope she never finds out who I really am. Like, the red flags on this guy, he might as well have been wrapped in a red flag. Like, mm-hmm. It's insane. And then he's like, the father has a great moment with him by saying, you know, it's that we don't become the thing that we think we are. You know, that we try to be better and all that stuff. And I'm like, why are they having a great moment? This movie doesn't deserve this. This character has been talking about smoking pot with his little daughter.
Yep.
Like three times. He just had sex with his daughter on the boat that he's captaining. Oh, he's putting his clothes back on?
Yeah.
To like, her father.
Yeah. First of all, this teenage daughter is a cliche teenage daughter.
I cannot believe how bad these characters are.
This is a father with his two daughters, and they brought along the teenager's boyfriend. Now, I hated every single one of these people. And when the father hurt his leg
and
until he didn't,
yeah.
I was like, okay. I was like, all right, they're going to take out the father at least. At least they're going to take out the father. Nope. Yeah. No.
I will give the movie points for having Mahershala Ali say to the father, why were you taking your kids out here?
Yeah, like, and you're like, a shit
I almost
human.
Clapped in the theater. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Why? In a dinosaur apocalypse where dinosaurs are around the equator, where you are.
Yeah.
And then they write some line of dialogue to justify it, like, oh, boats are always out here.
Yet again, why is the military not, like, protecting those oceans? Because
exactly.
Those goddamn dinosaurs are floating around in the water.
Yeah.
They can swim. They're swimosauruses.
Multiple.
I mean, I have no words for the stupidity in this movie.
Search love. Yeah, so this boyfriend, right? The boyfriend in this movie literally makes jokes. There's a sequence. They're walking through a forest where dinosaurs live. And you're thinking raptors are here, right? And then the raptors literally come out when a scene where he goes, I'm going to take a piss now to the girl's father. I'm going to take a piss. Goes in the middle of the forest by himself, takes a piss. We're supposed to laugh about this, by the way. And nothing has killed him yet for some reason. But isn't it so funny that a raptor comes up right behind him? And that's exactly the moment where pterodactyls fly down and kill the raptors? And it's like, why didn't the pterodactyls just kill him?
There was always a moment in this film where someone was about to get totally thrashed by a dinosaur, but another dinosaur comes along and saves the day. And this is such a freaking thing in this series that I'm so sick of. Let them get eaten. They suck. They are sucky characters. They're awful. Let them get eaten. Steven Spielberg didn't give a rat's ass about killing the poor Kittner boy in Jaws. Why can't you just freaking let one of these stupid little fuckers get eaten? It would be a great horror movie if they did that. But everything is so family friendly and so, like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm like, fuck these people. They're dumb. They make dumb decisions and they should pay for it.
I miss these days where Spielberg movies, right? Like you brought up Jaws, a kid gets killed. I don't want kids to get killed, but I mean, like, make it real. Make us feel like there's actual worry or fear.
Yeah, in the original, Timmy and Lex, they get fucked up. I mean, fucked up.
Think about the things that happen in Temple of Doom and happen in Gremlins and happen in, you know, like, everything Spielberg has worked on. E.T., like, mm-hmm. You feel these things that these characters are going through. And then this movie's like, or any of these movies, we can't play it safe.
Right. I mean, they can make...
Well, I mean, we have to play it safe.
We have to play it safe. Yeah. But, like, honestly, they could make a really good horror movie. They could.
This could have been one of the coolest horror movies ever. It could have
been one of the coolest horror movies ever. You have to, like, you know, do... I mean, okay, fine. You're not going to kill one of the kids, the teenagers, or whatever. You're not going to... Okay, fine.
Then don't put kids in it.
Then at least let them get their leg bitten off. there's something.
I mean,
some carnage, because I'm telling you, little Timmy, he gets freaking electrocuted. He falls out of a Jeep.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you about that kid that gets hurt in the first one. He gets fucked up.
And in the book, it's the girl. And it's way worse, because one of the things I loved about the book, there's a bunch of sequences that weren't used in the movie. Well, this movie did them all. Mm-hmm. And it made me angry, because the T-Rex can swim. You know, that's a whole thing in the first book. And I think in the second book too. And it's awesome the way that they wrote that in the book. And here we get a T-Rex attack of the family that is god awfully stupid in every sense of the word. Mm-hmm. First off, a T-Rex, the teeth on a T-Rex are gigantic, and it can't even pierce a raft.
Oh my God, it was a blow up. They had a blow up raft, okay? An inflatable one. Yeah. And this T-Rex completely like bit right into this thing, and it didn't even pop. I'm like, what?
Yeah. He attacks the family on what seems to be the rapids, which is really funny, because they escape him only by going on another set of rocks. And the T-Rex doesn't go, I can just walk on land and go around these rocks.
Yeah. No,
he just goes, I'm done. I hurt my face, I think.
Yeah.
So then the next scene is they're on the raft, and I go, how did they get out of the rapids?
Yeah. They were literally
on the rapids
about to go over. Yeah.
Where did that go?
Yeah. Where'd it go?
Did they carry the raft through the jungle?
I don't know. With the dad's hurt leg? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God.
I mean, the leg was hurt and then it wasn't.
I have no
idea. There were so many freaking like stupid goofs and like things that they forgot that they did, and it was just I feel bad giving it a 5, because I think it should be lower, but like you said, it was filmed very well and there are decent actors in it, but the characters, all the characters in this movie sucked. I'm torn. I'm probably going to change my review at some point.
There's a guy who decides to hammer in some kind of weight system for some reason on the side of a mountain where they're at a pterodactyl's nest. I know it's not a pterodactyl, guys. I just don't know the name. He's on the side of a mountain and he decides to start hammering. Why?
Like these things.
What was happening here?
And they were literally going to a nest to take some
they're going to its
fluid
eggs.
Out of the freaking egg. And they're not a little bit worried that a freaking pterodactyl is going to come back to the nest and eat them?
If I was that guy, I would have been like, fuck no.
You know what
no
they look like?
Way in hell.
They're dangling like worms on a hook on freaking ropes to climb up there and get that egg. And they look like dinner.
Yeah.
And they're not even scared.
God, I mean, there's so many bits in this movie where I was like, kidding me right now?
Yeah.
This is what they're doing. They're walking in tall grass. No plan. There's a scene in the trailer where they go, is it raptors? Don't worry, it's not even in the theater. There is no raptors in this film, which is crazy for this franchise. But
I love the fucking raptors. They're savage.
They did do a lot of flying creatures, which is fun, but it's just not good enough.
I mean, that was the best looking one that I've seen.
So, and when I was talking about the cheap Xerox copies of things, this movie does scene after scene of things we know about, but they do their own versions of them, or they, remember these things. And one of those things, instead of raptors, they heightened it up. It's raptors. It's just now pterodactyls, flying versions of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just their way of like, oh, we changed it a little bit. Okay, I have to talk about two things. One that I think I cannot believe in this movie is the gas station. Okay, so there is a sequence in this movie where they hear a roar and they make this one funny joke where the boyfriend goes, the guy goes, well, that's just the generator starting up. It sounds like and then it roars and he goes, that generator's really angry. And I was like, okay, it's funny. And then it is underscored. It's just completely like a record skipped. Because the power does come on, and it is playing an exact song that, by the way, is supposed to be playing during the sequence, and then it is just not playing ever again.
Uh-huh.
It's only playing when the beat of the lyrics are exactly what's happening in the moment.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I would be embarrassed if I put this in a movie. This is just as stupid as when it came on, it was like, welcome to the jungle.
Uh-huh.
You're going to die. That's literally what they could have been playing.
Yeah.
That's how stupid it was. I could not believe they put that in the movie and said, that's really cool, isn't it? Look how cool this was. So anyway, well, let's talk about this gas station because I have so many questions. And the movie has told us that this takes place, this island was built 17, or at least not built, but 17 years ago is when they shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is an incident.
There's a 90s payphone.
There is a 90s payphone.
I don't know why a scientist on an island in a special government secret location would have a payphone.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to let that go. But what I can't let go is your futuristic car that has a car alarm. Why on an island at work would you have car alarms on your business vehicles?
Yeah, can we just talk about it looks like a Cybertruck got hacked in half?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we also talk about how long the gasoline's been sitting in that tank?
Yeah.
17 years.
Yeah. I don't think that car is going to
start. No, it does not start.
Okay. Yeah.
And the fact that the guy that's driving the car in the sequence doesn't know how to turn it off.
Right.
And by the way, the coolers still work in the 17-year-old gas station.
They sure do.
Okay, the job I work at has a cooler, and it goes down at least every week. So I can't believe this. And by the way, I don't know if you know this. Two things in this movie they want you to know. Dr. Pepper, all right? And also Snickers is going to get you killed.
Yeah, don't eat Snickers.
I can't
believe
Snickers allowed that to happen in this movie.
I am completely shocked that they are not single-handedly. The dope that was eating a Snickers bar decided to drop his wrapper on the floor.
Who eats a candy bar in their hazmat suit?
Of course there's always some dope eating a goddamn something.
Well, luckily he's the one that gets killed.
In a lab or a freaking autopsy room or some shit. Always eating some dope. Always eating in a situation that they shouldn't be eating in. And this freaking candy wrapper is single-handedly responsible for...
This could have been a Final Destination moment.
Yeah, the shutdown of this lab on this island. Like, I just can't.
Okay, so that leads me into... Did we talk about the gas station enough? Because
We're done with the gas station.
Because
Let's move along.
Couldn't believe it. But I'm glad we started talking about the Snickers bar that kills everybody. And I'm shocked that they allowed this to happen. But there's a mutated monster in this movie.
Yes.
Okay. Why is it in this movie? It sets it up like the bookend, but it does absolutely nothing in this film.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows up. Does a really cool looking sequence. And by the way, when I say there's a mutated monster, it's just a Cloverfield monster.
Yeah, it is.
It's the Cloverfield monster. Yeah. It's a small Cloverfield monster. It's really strange.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of looks like a whale.
It does.
Head. If it's the Cloverfield monster with a whale head, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It's really odd. It feels like a Muto from the legendary Godzilla film, which was directed by the same director. What was the point of this thing? Because you set this movie up as that's the big threat, and you don't do anything with it.
No.
And they don't even say, they actually get shocked and go, they made mutants? And it's like, yeah, you know that famous incident that started all of the dinosaurs getting loose was by a mutated creature at the park? Did they all forget their history lesson?
Yeah.
Like, this is how it started. And okay.
And they out and out say in the movie, humans don't care about dinosaurs anymore.
I love that. I love that dinosaurs are loose on the planet. And everybody's like,
yeah, whatever.
Bored of that.
One caused a traffic jam.
Okay. So let's talk about that because that's important to me too. The plot of this movie is that he needs the DNA sample of the biggest dinosaurs there are. Meanwhile, right down the street, there's one of the biggest dinosaurs of all time.
Right.
Why is that dinosaur's DNA not okay, but the three that they can't get to because they're on an island are the most important?
Was it because they have evolved from other species? They're like, they become a different species out of other species?
No, because some of those were, the guy knew them all. He was specifically looking for three. And one of them was just one of the pterodactyl type things, which are not even close to being as big as the other two.
Right.
So I was like, they go, oh, it's the size of an F-15.
Well, they needed these like, because of movie. Not really. You know, because apparently the DNA of these particular dinosaurs can help stop heart disease.
Oh, I love that.
I'm like, that's very specific.
Very specific.
But okay. It's not like the cure for cancer or anything like that. It's heart disease, and it can save many lives if they give it to the world. Okay.
Thanks for bringing that up, too, because this guy's plot line is that he wants to stop heart disease, and so he thinks, let's not give it to the guy who's going to give us millions and millions and millions of dollars, because he's going to sell it for millions of dollars. Let's give it to every company so they can sell it for millions of dollars.
Right.
What? What?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to everybody. No, you're going to give it to companies to make the drug. They will definitely sell it for millions of dollars.
Yeah, what do you think? And
you think they'll give it out for free?
Right, exactly. And they're under the impression that the poor are going to be able to afford that medicine?
Exactly.
No, rich can.
He thinks that because this guy's only going to sell to the rich, I think every company, his motivation, I was baffled by it.
I mean, the drug companies make millions and millions of dollars off people. Like, do you think that that's ever going to stop? No. Yeah. And they don't give a flying rat's ass about cures.
Yeah. And the guy who's going to pay them all this money went on expedition with them. And then he decided to wear a tucked in button down shirt.
Yeah. He looked like he was going to like a Yacht Rock dinner.
I was like, he reminded me, that actor reminded me of the guy who played Dr. Doom in the original Fantastic Four.
I know, he did look like Julian, what's
yes,
his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
he looks like him, but he oh, God.
He's just another rich idiot.
He found a gun in a helicopter in a tree that no one saw. These are mercenaries. They didn't see a fucking helicopter hanging from them, right in front of them. It was right there.
Right there.
And
it was like,
oh,
maybe, I don't know, 3 feet above you.
The blade is like... close to
almost
him.
Booping you on the head as you walk by, you fucking idiot.
This guy, he handcuffs the box to his arm, but when he gets eaten, the handcuffs goes away.
Right. And I know I was going to make a joke about that, because he handcuffs the goddamn, like, DNA box to his arm, and I'm like, this monster's just going to eat the DNA. Okay, that at least they're going to go there, and no. It's all going to be for nothing.
Oh, yeah, the glass bottle of DNA, glass bottle that falls all over the mountainside while they're fighting the
It doesn't
thing,
break
and
open.
It just keeps going, ding, 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 ding,
ding. Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, it doesn't break open.
A
like,
friend
come
of ours
on.
Tapped a glass for a toast the other day, and it just exploded.
Yeah, the glass at a fancy upscale restaurant.
Just exploded.
And I was like... all right, yeah. That's something.
I was like, yeah, this thing's flying the mountainside. I was like,
yeah. Oh, and it looked like they were just hanging with dental floss.
I'm sure. Their,
like ropes.
I'm sure during this movie, there was 50 things that pissed me off. This is all I can think of at the moment.
I can't even. I was so annoyed during all this. And I actually was verbal about my disdain. I was like saying to you, oh my God, eat her. Eat her!
Yeah, you said it so
eat
much.
Her!
For some reason, you're only fascinated about eating the little girl, but I was like, if any character right now gets, and I love at the end, Mahershala Ali does not get eaten. I was like, wow, this is like Jaws revenge moment where no one knows what Marvel and Peebles died or not because everybody's seen a different version.
Right, that's true.
Same version here where Mahershala Ali is just all of a sudden 50 feet away in a different direction.
Oh, I know.
And it doesn't make any sense. And what he does in the sequence doesn't make any sense. And then he's on the boat. Everybody's crying like he's dead. Oh, my God. I know that guy because he said save the child at least 50 times. So I guess I'm sad about
him. Yeah, I'm going to be sad about it. I'm sorry, but I also wanted the teenage daughter and the stupid boyfriend to get eaten. I wanted everybody to get eaten.
Everybody could have gone. Everybody could have gone.
Like, come on, take off a freaking foot or something, you know?
Oh, my God.
Give me some kind of carnage. At least make their stupid goddamn decisions have consequences, okay? This family sucks. These characters are terrible. I wanted them to have some kind of consequences for being stupid.
Yeah.
Like, poor little Timmy. Poor kid. Falling out of a Jeep on his head and getting electrocuted. And
you got to think, Timmy, man.
You know.
You got to move on from Timmy.
I'm just saying. He got fucked up and, you know, he took it like a champ.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
But on that note.
We've ranted a lot.
Yeah, we're angry. All right. I'm going to go lay down in my bed and relax myself.
We totally. Like, if you're here for the spoiler section, I can't wait to hear what everybody thinks, because I have a feeling that people are going to enjoy this movie. And I know for a fact that I don't understand what people like anymore. I just don't know why some movies get a pass and some movies don't. I don't know anymore. So if this one gets a pass and everybody likes it and they disagree with me, I love to hear it. Write it below if you're on YouTube. And if you're on Instagram, hit me up on Just Another Movie Night on Instagram. I would love to hear everybody's thoughts and opinions. And I don't know about Joe. You can leave her alone. She probably doesn't want to know, because she's just going to tell you the little girl should die. But she's at the Crafty Misfit.
The whole dang family.
Yeah.
Let their feet get bitten off.
I could not stop seeing Dora the Explorer the entire movie with her. I was just laughing about it.
Ew, it's a little monster. Let me keep him as a pet, even though he might, like, you know, claw out my throat when I'm sleeping.
Can you say Dolores? Oh, my God. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Until next time, hopefully, Superman's good. Oh, my God, I'm so scared. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
None of what you just said is good.